on ABC Victoria. This is Mornings.
Really interesting drone trial going on at the moment. Well, it's not going on at the moment. It will happen shortly. The challenge is fitting all of these so-called air mobility platforms into regular airspace. And there's actually a trial underway to start making this a reality. Federation University Professor Joe Porter is the director of the Collaborative Evaluation and Research Centre. Good morning. So what are you doing? What is this drone trial?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me on the radio. The drone trial is a series of simulated flights that are going to happen around Latrobe, where we can really sort of anticipate the application of this new technology in the region, in regional Victoria. Take, for example, one of the simulated flights is that there's, say, for example, a bushfire and it has to get through into a regional area and perhaps drop off some equipment. So the drone technology can do things that fixed wing and helicopters just can't do in some of our disasters. So that's one example of the simulated flight. It might be another where they're actually carrying a generator into a isolated community to actually get equipment in, or it might be to a work site getting some equipment to the site. So we're going to run a series of simulated flights. There'll be the drones, which are around 4 metres wide wingspan, so they're really big, but they weigh around approximately 50 kilograms. We'll be doing 40-minute flight paths in and around the Latrobe region in around mid-February.
Right, mid-February. Okay, and this is Latrobe City we're talking about in Gippsland. But you're talking about, the applications of drones, delivering generators, that sort of thing, bushfire intelligence, all that kind of stuff. How will those drones interact with regular aircraft?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question because we're working really closely with Latrobe Valley Airport and, of course, Latrobe City Council, because they've got the actual Latrobe Aerospace Technology Precinct located at the airport, and working with them to trial how it will integrate with normal airspace and the fixed wing and the helicopters that we've got running out of the Latrobe Valley Airport. There is absolutely a place for them, and definitely the technology is coming, and the airport and the pilots are really encouraging this trial because that we want to see how it will work. The thing about drones is that it's on a fixed flight path that is fully approved by the regulatory body CASA, and so in fact they'll be able to work together and have all the flights around that area, because what we're doing is we're trialling that too. That's part of the trials, is to see how it integrates.
Really interesting applications in terms of fighting fires as well, that in the future we might have drone firefighting vehicles.
The applications are boundless, and yes, absolutely we can have that. And look, they're trialling also taxis and human carry capacity in the drones internationally, and so this is an opportunity for Invest Victoria and for Latrobe to actually be at the cutting edge of this technology and to be looking at applications, and especially for regional communities, because that's the important bit, is that we're looking for that application for this region.
Really interesting work. So this is happening early next year, and if you want more information, Professor Joe, where should you go?
There is actually an official website, and it comes under, it's called RAST, which is R-A-S-T, which stands for Regional Advanced Air Mobility Surrogate Trial. And you can go onto the website, you can see where any information that we've got up there around. We've been showcasing the drone at Mid Valley Shopping Centre and Traralgon City Plaza and all around the community. And so you can see what's happening, and also we'll post up different outcomes of the research that we've been doing up on the website.
The drone looks interesting, doesn't it? Can you describe how it looks?
It is interesting. I mean, it's absolutely. I think when people think drones, they're thinking of small things they can get from Kmart. It's massive. It's, 4 metre wingspan across, and it's actually got this quite a bit of a, what we call a spoiler at the back. On the speed cars, we have the spoiler on the back. It's kind of got that.
Yeah.
It's got, it's piloted by two pilots on the ground with a joystick, with a full sort of computer screen that they watch. And so it's live piloted. It's not a flight path just on a computer program. It's live flighted. So they're trained pilots, just as trained as pilots who do fixed wing and helicopters.
Right. Very, very interesting project. And I think this is the, it's going to be a brave new world with drones when we fully reach the capability, when they fully reach their capability. I think there's a lot of applications that we haven't quite explored there with drones. So thank you for telling us about this really interesting project, Professor Joe Porter, Federation University's Director of the Collaborative Evaluation and Research Centre. Talking about those drone flights, a trial which is going to happen over La Trobe City early next year.